Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering the What App Do You Often Use? IELTS Speaking Part 1 question. Introduction. Conquering Common Questions in IELTS Speaking Part 1. The IELTS speaking test can seem daunting, especially Part 1, where you're expected to answer familiar, everyday questions naturally and fluently. One such question that often arises is, what app do you often use? While seemingly simple, this question provides a great opportunity to demonstrate your vocabulary and ability to elaborate on a topic you're comfortable with. This article will guide you on how to effectively answer this question and leave a positive impression on the examiner. Why this question matters in your IELTS speaking test. The beauty of IELTS Speaking Part 1 lies in its deceptive simplicity. The examiner isn't just looking for a one-word answer. They're assessing fluency and coherence, how smoothly and logically you can speak. Lexical resource, the range and accuracy of your vocabulary. Grammatical range and accuracy, your ability to use a variety of grammatical structures correctly. Pronunciation, how clearly you speak and how well your pronunciation aids understanding. Talking about something as familiar as apps allows you to focus on these key areas without overthinking content. Crafting your response, going beyond the basics. Instead of just stating the name of an app, aim for a more detailed and engaging answer. Here's a possible structure. State your preferred app. One app I use almost every day is, or I'm quite active on. Explain its purpose. Briefly describe what the app does. For instance, it's a social media platform where I can connect with friends and family. Elaborate on why you use it often. This is where you showcase vocabulary. Do you find it convenient, entertaining, informative, or useful for keeping in touch? Provide an example. Share a specific example of how you use the app. For example, I often share interesting articles I find or use it to arrange video calls with friends abroad. Example response. Putting it all together. Let's say your chosen app is Instagram. I use Instagram pretty much every day. It's a social media platform where I can share photos and videos with my friends and see what they're up to. I find it's a really visually appealing way to stay connected and see what everyone's doing, especially since many of my friends live overseas. For example, yesterday my friend posted pictures from her trip to Italy, and it was almost like I was there with her. Additional tips for success. Be authentic. Talk about an app you genuinely use and enjoy. Your enthusiasm will be evident. Prepare in advance. Think about a few apps you use frequently and practice talking about them. Don't memorize. While practice is key, don't sound robotic. Speak naturally and be prepared to adapt if the conversation takes an unexpected turn. Use a variety of vocabulary. Avoid repeating the same words. This shows off your lexical resource. Relax and be confident. The examiner wants to hear you succeed. Take a deep breath and speak with confidence. Conclusion. Confidence through preparation. Mastering the IELTS speaking test takes time and effort. By practicing your responses to common questions like, what app do you often use? You'll be well equipped to demonstrate your language skills naturally and confidently on exam day. Good luck. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.